Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another installment of the PVD Cast. I'm your host, everyone's favorite Rhode Islander, John Orlando, and welcome to a very short, snippy version of the PVD Cast. Snippy, I think it's a cool adjective, and it does mean indeed short, although I think it has a negative connotation, like people that are snippy with you or tend to be rude, so I don't want to be rude on this short episode of the PVD Cast. No. In fact, I just wanted to get on here because it's been a couple weeks since I've had an episode up, and I've been rolling right along this summer, but this past week I went back to Rhode Island to visit my mom, and so I didn't want to take all the stuff with me. I didn't want to take the mic, and I didn't want to take the PC, and I didn't want to really mess with it because, you know, flying up there, you know, airlines are never easy on your luggage, and I didn't want to mess with it. So I just took a little week off, if you will, but I'm back here, and I'm very, very happy to be out on the airwaves again, talking about a bunch of different stuff, wrestling-related. I am going to talk real quick, though. It was a wonderful trip to Rhode Island. I had a very good time. I haven't seen my mom since Christmas time, so it was nice to see her, see my stepfather, hang out a little bit. Got to go to a couple of different places. Caserta's Pizzeria down in Federal Hill, which has got some amazing pizza. Went to Jack's Bar down in Warren, Rhode Island. So had a good few visits to a couple different places. And if you were following me on Twitter, you saw I was posting a lot of pictures up there of all my various different travels around the Providence area. If you're not following me on Twitter, well, you need to fix that right away. And you could do that simply by just finding me at PVDMVP. There, I got that out of the way already. Usually I keep that for the end of the episode, but I got it out of the way already. So, all right, let's talk about a couple of things because this is the first podcast since the news came out and the unfortunate passing of Rowdy Roddy Piper. And so I haven't had a chance to comment on it. I mean, I don't know what to say. You know, it's sad because the man was still young. 61 years old is not old by any stretch of the imagination. I just think, you know, Roddy Piper, if it wasn't for Roddy Piper, then I don't think Hulkamania would have had the momentum that it had when it first started. Yes, granted, the Iron Sheik was necessary to get Hulkamania started. But if it wasn't for Piper there in those first few months, man, to just be the consummate heel and to get that moving, you know, quite frankly, I don't know if the landscape of professional wrestling would be the same without him. And, you know, I mean, and he crossed over. I mean, one of my favorite movies is They Live, which still to this day holds up really well. I watched it about 3 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago. And I really, you know, at that point was like, well, as a kid and as a teenager, it's an awesome movie. But is it really that good? But no, actually, man, it holds up pretty well. It holds up real well. So I'm very sad to hear about the passing of Rowdy Roddy Piper. You know, just not too long ago we lost the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, and now Rowdy Roddy Piper, and hopefully there's going to be a long time, a long break before we hear about any other legends passing on. But let's move on to talk a little bit about some other wrestling news. One of the things I wanted to talk about real quick was the NOW show that was August 1st. Unfortunately, I did not get the opportunity to go to that particular show because of my travels to Rhode Island and other things going on. But from what I understand, Adam Michaels texted me and said that the show was really good. Jeremy Madrox also said that things seemed to go very, very smoothly with that show. Reports of about 150 to 175 for the crowd, and that's great. And I hope that, you know, Shank Dorsey and Trent Baker and Tim Taylor and Matt Mason, and I hope those guys that are running the show over there, so to speak, have more success with NOW. You know, when you got to look at a first show, that's a really good first show to have. To have everything run smoothly, have, you know, between 150 and 175 people show up, that's great for a first show. And so hats off to those guys. Hopefully they continue that momentum and they continue to push on and they make NOW something special here in Central Ohio. So, moving on, let's talk about Lucha Underground. Apparently it appears that Season 2 is a no-go. Reports have come out that the executives with Lucha Underground have told their particular talent that they may take independent bookings from now to the end of the calendar year, which supposedly as of just a month or so from now, they were supposed to start shooting season two, but unfortunately, due to some budgetary concerns and maybe some logistical concerns, Lucha Underground right now is a no-go, which is unfortunate because I've heard very good things about Lucha Underground. I do not get the El Rey Network, so what little bit I've seen has been a match here, a match there, thanks to the internet. And from what I understand, you know, that whole show is a really unique way to present wrestling. I would like to catch a full episode, and I'm going to have to really get on that and see if I can find somewhere out there on the internet where they have a full episode up, but it's unfortunate that they're not getting a season two because, you know, I think that, you know, as I've mentioned many times, you need a lot of different places and a lot of different ideas in professional wrestling, and obviously Lucha Underground is something very different than the WWE or TNA or Ring of Honor. But, interestingly enough, just before I started recording this podcast, I found out that the El Rey Network is in talks to work with AAA. Now, as many of you know, AAA gives some of the talent to Lucha Underground to use on this particular television product. But now they're in the talks with AAA to do some other particular non-Lucha Underground projects. So that's very interesting. I'm wondering if there's not some more shady dealings going on backstage there, so to speak. El Rey Network, of course, owned, operated by Robert Rodriguez, the man that is notorious, so to speak. Notorious filmmaker. He's made a ton of different movies, you know, El Mariachi, Desperado, lots of great films in his past. Of course, my favorite's The Sin Cities that he did pretty much was a shot-for-shot remake of the comic book. So, I don't know. We'll have to keep our eye on it and see if AAA comes to El Rey, or if maybe further down the road, Lucha Underground could get things ironed out and get a season two going. So, let's switch and talk a little bit about the WWE. Apparently, over the weekend, while in Victoria, British Columbia, there was a WWE house show in which, thanks to cell phone video, there was evidence of a fan that threw a replica Money in the Bank briefcase at the ring, and it struck Roman Reigns in the head. Yeah, this guy was automatically tossed, and in fact, the police were called as well. Reigns, thankfully, wasn't hurt, and he was wrestling Bray Wyatt. The video is quite interesting. You should check it out if you get a chance to take a look at it. Nonetheless, Reigns did pick up the victory over Bray Wyatt and was not seriously injured, thankfully. You know, folks, you can't do that. You cannot interfere with the action, man. That's a good way to get kicked out of the venue or, quite frankly, sometimes get your ass kicked. I mean, just, you know, just to be quite frank. So, Road Warrior Animal has come out in a recent interview stating that he has tried several times to become a coach for the WWE and work in their developmental territory, but apparently the WWE is not interested. So he is quitting his, I guess you could say, badgering of the WWE to try to become a coach. And he's just thrown in the towel. He's not interested. He said he's going to move on and try different aspects. I mean, man, that would be amazing to learn the business from Road Warrior Animal. I mean, what more can you say? I can't believe the WWE wouldn't pick him up. You would think if there's somebody that's willing to share their wealth of knowledge with young up-and-coming pro wrestlers that, you know, the WWE would jump right on that. But I don't know. So maybe somewhere down the road, Road Warrior Animal will... That was interesting. I just said somewhere down the road, Road Warrior Animal. That was... That was confusing, I'm sure. Somewhere in the future, Road Warrior Animal might be training some of the new wrestling superstars that we may see in a few years. But, all right, and talking about wrestling superstars, apparently there has been talk that Adam Rose may bring back the Leo Kruger gimmick. Leo Kruger, of course, was the big game hunter character he was using in NXT before he switched over to the Adam Rose character. There's been a lot of social media outcry for the WWE to bring back Leo Kruger. However, though, interestingly enough, Adam Rose is trying out a new tag team with Brad Maddox. They're called Beef Mode, and they've been wrestling on certain house shows. So still kind of up in the air as to whether Adam Rose or I believe his real name, Ray LaPond, whether Adam Rose or Leo Kruger will be sticking around in the WWE, but you know what? I mean, And I think I talked about it several episodes ago with Juice Jennings when we were talking about the DBI-4. You know, E60 did that whole look at NXT, and that's one of the guys that certainly you kind of basically, I don't know what the word is, but you got a good look at his life outside of the ring. There you go. And, you know, Ray LaPond is a guy that's got a child that has some health issues and a young family, and you hate to see him get bounced from the WWE. So maybe changing it up and getting another gimmick or an old gimmick, as the case may be, maybe that'll bring some life into his career and keep him afloat, keep him on the main ship, so to speak. So, all right, so I just wanted to get on here real quick and run down a few of the things going on in the world of professional wrestling. So I'm going to keep this short or snippy, if you will. And I've been quite polite, too. See, I haven't been rude. So, haha. All right, but let's talk real quick about one of my favorite places to go in Columbus real quick. Big Fun Columbus. Man, is it the place to go for all of your toy needs. I mean, if you want to grab some sweet old-school toys, I don't care. G.I. Joe, Transformers, He-Man, Gem, or actually even some AWA Remco action figures. They have a few. I was talking to Jason down there, and he was telling me that somebody came in and bought a gorgeous Jimmy Garvin Remco figure because he actually was going to be attending an event where Jimmy Garvin was there. How cool is that? But nonetheless, the guys and girls at the store will help you score the toys that you need for your collection. So just stop on over to 672 North High Street in Columbus to check out their selection. And you can even follow them on Facebook by simply going to facebook.com/BigFunColumbus or follow them on Twitter at BigFunColumbus. So with that, let's start wrapping things up, ladies and gentlemen. Oh yeah, there you go. You can hear that sweet, sweet music. It is time for Orlando's fave. All right. My fave for this snippy episode of the PVD cast is going to be probably one that many people are going to shake their heads at and go, what? Well, because it's a video game, and I'm really not a video gamer, to be honest with you. I still have a Sega Genesis and an N64. So, in my house. So, a little while ago, my girlfriend won a raffle and ended up winning an Xbox. So, we now have an Xbox in the house, and she went to the store and for $14 picked up the Lego Marvel Super Heroes game. And let me tell you right now, it's a pretty damn fun game. So, it's my fave for this episode. Man, I just dig it. I mean, it's pretty easy to play. It's got over 100 different characters. I mean, you know, it's a who's who of the Marvel Universe, man. I mean, you got the heavy hitters. You got the Doctor Doom. You got Loki, Magneto, Hulk, Iron Man, Captain America, Thor. But you also have some other more obscure folks that are thrown in there that you can be. So I really dig it. It's fun. We like to play it a lot. So that's my fave for this snippy episode of the PVD cast, Lego Marvel Super Heroes. All right, with that being said, then, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting up to be almost to the time limit. We almost wanted to keep about 15 minutes here, so I'm going to start wrapping things up. Hey, if you need to get in touch with me, I've already mentioned it at the beginning of this episode, at PVDMVP. That's also my Instagram account, by the way, which I know I didn't do too much on my vacation with Instagram. I don't know why. I just didn't. But anyway, so there you go, PVDMVP. Instagram, Twitter, if you want to shoot me an email like some people have been. I mean, a lot of people have enjoyed these last few episodes. I've been getting quite a bit of mail in my inbox, but johnorlando@pvdcast.com, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget that you can listen to this podcast on Stitcher Radio simply by just looking for the PVD cast. You can also go to SoundCloud and listen to this podcast as well. Just go over to SoundCloud and look up the PVD cast, and there you have it. So lots of different avenues for you to get your fix of me. So there you have it. I'm gonna go ahead and wrap this up, and I will chat at each and every one of you later. Thanks for listening, folks.